Well, hello, people. Now, this is going to be a waffle from Solo Man. Well, it's just something I've got on my mind, and I just like to get it off. But femoins do nothing but moan and degrade men all the time. They always have. It's just like a drone in the background all the time, isn't it? And it's all smoke and mirrors. Absolute gobbledygook. Years ago, I can remember they used to say men can't keep it in their pants. Men always think about sex. Men always objectify us. But of course, femoins are dressing up with their breasts hanging out, their skirts way up. You see, it's all about deflection. They complained about being wolf-whistled when they walked past a building site. But you know, I used to know femoins who used to put their makeup on, do their hair, get into a nice outfit, and purposely walk past a building site so they would get wolf-whistled. But I'm afraid that doesn't happen anymore. So that's why femoins are in supermarkets everywhere trying to get attention, because they're not getting it like they used to. And they spoil that themselves. If femoins get into a job, say, instance, a fire person, they'll always be showed in some sexy outfit, or maybe even have an OnlyFans page. You see, the fire person is just, you know, a means to the end. Because generally speaking, femoins sexualize everything, including themselves. You see, a mother who has a young child, a femoin child, she'll put him in a lovely pageant, makeup, put clothes on that doesn't suit the little girl, because she's trying to sexualize her own children. Because if you look at it now, that's all they know. That looks like the only thing they can offer. And of course, in reality, I suppose, it is. Because a male can have a relationship with another male. No, not that way. Male bonding. They can do things together and have a great time. And he can have a friendship with a femoin too, but the only thing that makes it different is they can have sex. So in actual fact, that's all she really brings to the table. So I guess once again, femoins are talking bullshit again. Because it's not really men who think about sex 99% of the time, it's femoins. That seems to be all they promote. And they're nearly all one-trick ponies until they die. Now here's a 73-year-old femoin who says she's not going to dress as a 73-year-old. She's going to wear young clothes because she still thinks she's got it. But you'll notice all these pictures are kind of blurry, not taken with a great deal of detail. She's trying to pretend she's defying the age. So she's promoting what? Even at her age. And it's not, go girl, go. It's embarrassing, isn't it? If femoins are not just one-trick ponies, then show us something different, can you? Or can they? Well, not up to now they haven't. Mostly all femoins crave attention and validation. But they seem to always use the one thing, and that is all. But men are frankly bored with it now, and they're walking away. And this 73-year-old is something that's always been around. Mutton dressed up as lamb. And when somebody of her age acts as if she's pretending to be 18 years old, I'm sure doctors have a mental condition they call that. And the only real feelings for this femme that I have is basically sympathy. Of course, I'm not a young man myself, and I think my next video will be me prancing around in my underpants. Probably if I did that, the police would be knocking on the door very shortly afterwards. Don't worry, I'm not going to do it. I haven't got enough beer. You take it easy, fellas. I'll put a link to the 73-year-old femme down below if you're interested. Some of you might be. Ciao.